I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bulls are off and running, and Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
This is episode 72 of Organizations Win Championships, an Odyssey 2400 sports podcast. Dan Bernstein, Jason Bernstein, our producer, James Jackson. So that's a wrap on the season. Whatever that was.
A very fitting wrap as well.
It was a good game, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't catch much of it, but I caught the end of it, and I caught Caruso missing a three and the Knicks being better at basketball. And who didn't Thibs play somebody 53 minutes or something?
DiVincenzo, didn't
he? It was
he?
DiVincenzo, yeah. What the hell is wrong with Thibs?
it's what he does, man.
Right, the game before the playoffs? I mean, they did have to clinch. Like, they clinched the second seed, so I guess it kind of mattered.
Yeah, I think it mattered for them.
But
you can make that argument.
53 minutes for one of your best players?
He's young. He's in shape. We have more than enough to win.
It
sounds more like this. Yeah, it's more like this, though.
This time of year.
But
that poor guy.
But without Randall, they're playing DiVincenzo 53 minutes, and that's the entire game.
Well, here we are. The Bulls have finished 39-43 with that 120-119.
Oh, yeah, they're going to finish above 500.
Well, I was wrong about that, and the injuries were part of it, so I will try to mitigate some of that with the injury issues. However, the over-under was 37.5. So if you bet the Bulls of 2023-24 and you bet the over, you are a winner.
This is why I don't bet, because I would have bet the under even if the under was 0.5.
You are a winner by a game and a half. The Bulls finish a total net rating of -1.5, 20th of 30. They were 19th in offensive rating. They were 21st in defensive rating. And they actually outperformed their Pythagorean record based on the points allowed and points scored. 37-45 would be their expected win-loss. So considering all the injuries, considering everything else, this is kind of where we expected them to be. And here they are.
Ninth. They've been the ninth seed for God knows how long. And yeah, this is it, really. I mean, do I think that they could beat Atlanta? For sure. Do I think they could beat Philly or Miami in one game?
Of course they could.
I think they could. Do I think it'll happen? Hell no. And I almost don't want it to happen because I don't want to see Boston just destroy us. That wouldn't be fun.
Your statistical leaders for the Chicago Bulls in this season, their leading scorer, a 34-year-old DeMar DeRozan, who played in 79 games and averaged 37.8 minutes, 24 points a game.
I mean, he spent 10 of those minutes lying on the ground.
Kobe White finished out the season with averaging 19.1 points per game in a pretty resurgent year for him. DeRozan also, believe it or not, the top assist man. 5.3 assists per game for DeRozan, which probably is a function of the ball being in his hand and the amount of usage that he has. Mm-hmm. DeRozan ended up shooting 509 from two and he shot 333 from three-point range. He did up his attempts. We wanted them to climb a little bit from like 1.1 last year up to 2.8 this year. Wasn't exactly the production we wanted. The Bulls' leading rebounder, Nikola Vucevic.
Surprise.
76 games. He still didn't even shoot 30% from three-point range, so that was the big drop-off for him. But he averaged 18 and 10. And it's kind of a soft, more than kind of a soft 18 and 10.
Alex, a bad 18 and 10 because he can't defend.
Well, we'll get to that, especially when it comes to the way teams are going to attack him now in whatever games remain. And Alex Caruso will likely be first team all defense since he was able to end up playing 71 games on the year. He passed the threshold.
That's not bad for him.
No.
I mean, he was hurt every single time, but he did play in 71 games and he'll get hurt on Wednesday again. Oh boy, I am doom spiraling.
It's a little early for that.
No, it's not. Never too early for doom spiraling.
The number of Bulls who average in double figures, that also included Io Desumu at 12.2, Caruso 10.1, Patrick Williams finished at a 10 points per game average.
And the GOAT.
And of course, in his mere nine games, Javonte Green averaged 12.2 points, 7.2 rebounds, and 0.6 assists, 1.1 steals.
7.4 rebounds. You cannot read.
What'd I say?
7.2.
Oh, sorry. 7.4 is what I meant. And Javonte Green, at age 30, having just picked him up on a 10-day contract and then being signed for the remainder of the season, is going to be a critical playoff component or play-in component.
It actually will be against these teams because they are in the play-in, so you never know. They all probably suck. I mean, the Sixers don't suck when they have Embiid, and Miami is Miami, so you never know with them because Jimmy Butler could turn into Jesus Christ himself.
Playoff Jimmy, man.
And destroy everybody. However, do I think they're good enough to beat the Celtics? No. Do I think the Sixers are good enough to beat the Celtics? No. Do I think the Bulls are good enough to beat anybody in the league? No.
In a series.
They could beat Washington in a series. Although, I don't know. They play down to their competition.
They could beat the Pistons in a series. They could beat Washington in a series. Unfortunately, those teams are not in the playoffs, and the Bulls will be trying to win two games for the right to get a full-on ass-waxing from the Celtics. It's going to be ugly, and it's just weird to think
the
that
end
they're
is inevitable
for all of us, but particularly the 2024 Chicago Bulls. And then the decisions are going to come. You've got a restricted free agent in Patrick Williams. You have a free agent to be in DeMar DeRozan with none of those decisions made yet. We haven't heard boo from what's going on with him.
DeRozan said he wants to stay, but they're going to re-sign him, and they're going to keep sucking. Well, I love DeRozan, but it's just they need to go in a different direction.
I agree. But unfortunately, with the commitment to Vooch
and LaVine,
you're kind of locked in. Well, LaVine will be traded. It's just a matter of how deeply the losses can be
cut. It's almost going to be like the Bears Justin Fields situation, where I just don't think the market for a guy like Zach LaVine is going to be very high.
The difference is that LaVine even got paid. At least with Justin Fields, you could make the argument that you had value on the end of the rookie contract.
Right.
That's not the case now.
LaVine has a max contract and he sucks. So it's really not a good situation for the Bulls.
He doesn't suck.
He's
annoying. He's an imperfect, empty calories scorer who really wants to be a superstar, but just isn't one.
Correct. And I think the Bulls are missing out on a different Vucevic, but it's Vucevic.
Oh, you like him?
Oh, he had some sick passes, and he could shoot it a little bit, too. He was nice. And Sanogo did what Sanogo does, and Henry Drell played great defense. So it was fun. It was nice to see my guys get some run. Really was.
For those of us who have been in and around the Windy City Bulls,
I would love to see Henry Drell get a standard NBA contract. Love to see that happen. I think it's somewhat in the future. I think it's possible just because of his skill set. And we'll see. He needs to gain weight, but I don't know. God, and I'm mad that Phillips is out.
That's really too bad.
Yeah.
The fact losing Patrick Williams and losing Julian Phillips the way they have, it's when
to and not playing Henry Drell when that happens.
I don't think a lack of Henry Drell is going to be the limiting factor in the Bulls' either quest for the playoffs this year or a championship whenever.
I don't care.
I don't care. I can't Drell on that.
I could totally punch you in the nuts right now.
I can't Henry Drell on that. So I'm not going
really
to.
I really am tempted to.
Please
to,
don't.
To like,
please don't.
To like give you a purple Nerf ball
or please,
something.
Please don't do either.
I was about to wet willy you, and then I can't.
Aha! That's why you wear cans. That's quit it.
Damn it! You could wet willy me.
I would rather not. I'm not going to really get any joy out of that at all. So I'm not going to.
That's just not true. You would love it.
No, I don't think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't know what this team has left for a game.
Nothing. They suck.
Well, they don't suck. Because Atlanta's bad, too. But we have to pretend to get excited because we have to preview the matchups, and it's Quinn Snyder versus Billy Donovan. You at least have to pretend for another 10 or 15 minutes because you're going to be.
I hope they lose. I don't want to.
No, you don't.
No, because then they could be in the draft lottery for whatever. But it doesn't matter because this draft sucks.
That's a bad draft.
It all sucks.
This is
whatever.
Not a great
draft. I just draft Jared McCain at this point. I mean, they're probably. I would like a wing or a.
The free draft show yet. We're not there yet. No. We're still. This is the season wrap up, and this season was
okay. Their only hope is Javonte Green just dunking on everybody and continuing to score 25 points.
Okay. I'm not in the only hope part yet. Help me, Javonte Green. You're my only hope. It is right now what we got out of this season. And frankly,
not much. Except Kobe White. And Ayo Dosunmu.
Kobe White's improvement. Dosunmu's improvement. I think Andre Drummond made himself a nice little contract.
Yeah, happy for him. Caruso was great.
But what are we doing here? Where
Javon
is this
Carter
going?
Was underwhelming.
Bad.
Yeah, he's just bad.
He was bad.
Torrey Craig, bad-ish. I don't know.
But occasionally good.
Body. Yeah, they needed him. Owner Al Bittum had made three step-back threes and called it quits. Julian Phillips.
That's a positive.
Dalen Terry, I still have no clue. I don't think so. Henry Drell and Javonte Green and Adamus Nogo all... the best.
This is sort of like the way that I know Casey Johnson in the Tribune, they do the different Bulls logos and they will have an assessment of the players at the end of the year. And you either have the horns are straight out or horns and the graphics point down
or up
or the horns are pointing up. As far as horns pointing up,
DeRozan,
I would say no. I'd say flat or down.
DeRozan?
He's not getting any better.
Oh, you're saying for the future. I thought you just meant this season. Great.
Oh, you want to do it like, positive versus... I would say somebody
Kobe,
who...
Kobe is up. Io.
Caruso.
Caruso and Phillips.
And Phillips is borderline.
Patrick Williams is like down to earth because he can't stay healthy and he's too scared.
Does he get an offer? Will the Bulls have to match an offer to Patrick Williams? I doubt it.
I think he's just going to accept a qualifying offer. I don't like he'll accept like a 1-year deal for $8 million because I don't think anybody's going to offer him. Nor I don't think the Bulls are going to try to extend him. I mean, he's too talented to not give a qualifying offer, right?
So with that, let's look at Wednesday night's game. It's the second game of the play-in doubleheader. The first one is going to be Miami and Philly, and that's going to be followed by the Hawks at the Bulls. And the Hawks finished the year 36-46. They had a net rating below the Bulls at -2.2.
They score a lot, though.
And they give up a lot of points. They had a defensive rating of 119.4. And now that I think they're a worse team with Trae Young than they are.
I just don't like Trae Young. The only thing that really pisses me off is that they have somebody named Bogdanovich on their team.
Yes, they do.
And if my last name was Bogdanovich, I'd scored 25 against the Bulls.
Yes.
There's something about that name that just torches the Bulls. But we all know damn well if any Bogdanovich played for the Bulls, they would suck.
Not necessarily.
Oh,
true.
No, they would necessarily suck.
We last saw the Hawks against the Bulls, it was the bottom
Vit
of
Krejci
the
show.
Bottom
Dude
of their
can
roster.
Shoot the hell out of the ball.
Well,
oh my lord, and he's super long and he can shoot, and he's what the Bulls need and they don't have, but they also need rim protection. They don't have it.
This is my concern. And with Trae Young, if Ayo Dosunmu can't go, the Bulls are in a world of hurt, because Ayo has been Trae Young kryptonite.
But Trae Young averages 26-11, and if Ayo isn't there to play against him, he's either going to shoot over him, get fouled, or go around him.
You're in real trouble if you don't have your Trae Young.
Right, because
Young
and if
guy.
You let him get downhill, then Capella will just roll to the basket, and it'll be an easy dunk.
The other
especially
worry
with Vooch.
Well, here's the
who
thing.
Today.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to do the show.
I'm not. I'm trying to piss you off.
Well, the fact that Vooch is continuing to struggle to move his feet means that
continuing to struggle to move his feet. No, he has bricks for feet. He can't move them. He's struggling to move his feet because he's going to keep struggling at it. He's bad.
Right. It's not, I'm not saying it's temporary.
Right, you're saying he's continuing.
He struggles to move his feet because he's bad at defense and he's slow. And what that means is the more he gets involved in the middle of the floor in pick and rolls, they take advantage of him in two ways. And I'm sure that Quinn Snyder is dialing up exactly what you're saying. And those are the dive cuts and the lobs, and they make him go from top to bottom. The other problem is when
they're asking him the drop defense.
And then what happens? Corner three. And we end up with that wing to corner cut. And or the baseline cuts.
That is, of course, it'll be a Bogdanovich.
Or
Krejci is an honorary Bogdanovich.
I didn't know that. Is there a ceremony?
It already happened in my head.
So is he like presented with like votive candles or something? How does this work? It's like becoming a maid guy?
No.
To be an honorary Bogdanovich?
He just has like a he got like an arm tattoo that says bogey on it. I don't know.
I have not looked at the number. But if you were to put a number on this, just out of curiosity, because you are better at this than you think.
Oh, just the line?
Bulls are at home. What would you set?
Bulls 2.5. Have
you looked?
2.5. No, I have not. Bulls -2.5.
Okay. Well, the answer is the Bulls are a 3-point favorite.
God damn, I really am good at this.
That's very good. The Bulls are indeed a 3-point favorite at home. I don't know what the people setting the lines know about the injuries, because not having Drummond means that if Javonte Green is going to be put in at center like he was against the Knicks in the last game.
He's a better rim protector than Vooch. But my ass hairs could be a better rim protector than Vooch. Although that's actually true. They are a better rim protector than Vooch. Jason. Shout out Chuck Swirsky.
Hey, hey,
eating room.
That's not the cut we want to eat. No, not complete.
Sorry. Oh my god. I did Jason. Not mean to do that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. It just happened. It happened.
Okay.
It was a happy accident, Bob Ross.
We don't make mistakes, we just have happy little accidents.
Correct.
Why did I know that?
Because you probably watched Bob Ross before.
Yeah, well, I disagree with him. I think you make mistakes.
You made a mistake having
they're not happy little accidents.
Am I a happy little accident or am I a mistake?
No, you're neither one. You're just annoying and expensive and your feet smell. Ow. That's abuse. I've got it on record. That is on video and on audio that you hit me with a pillow.
You've shoved a putter up my butt.
No, I depending on where you are in the golf game, occasionally you need a reset.
You did that to me at Erin Hills. Well, you shoved it would a driver knob up my butt.
I didn't shove. I just gently caressed. It was sort of a how's your father. It was just like, get out of your head. You hit a couple of bad shots. And
my next shot after that was my worst drive of the day,
well,
schmohead.
Maybe I used the wrong club. Because that you got to know. You have to sort of know where the chakras are balanced. Occasionally what a golfing partner needs is a reminder of, there's worse things that can happen to you than hitting a ball in the tall grass over there.
There really aren't.
No?
No.
No? No. So I don't know. Can I count on anything for you today? Or are you a complete vegetable? Okay. You seem like you're a complete vegetable. Did you get any sleep?
I actually slept great. I slept fine. But I played 18 holes of golf.
Oh, so you're just physically tired or you're mentally tired?
Everything.
All right. Are you done? Do you have thoughts on the matchup with Atlanta?
It's all going to suck.
Why? What if they win?
It'll still suck.
Why?
Because the game, it'll be bad basketball. It'll be a lot of twos versus a lot of missed threes. There will be no rim protection. There will be 8 lobs to Capella. And then Javonte Green, the only way it's entertaining is if Javonte Green plays Dante DiVincenzo minutes. He has to stay in the entire game. Well, I don't care.
And unfortunately, the stuff that DiVincenzo was doing successfully against the Bulls are exactly the kinds of off-ball cuts for threes that the Hawks run. That's what's a little scary.
Yeah.
Is they kept losing the guy who's out there to hit threes. And for some reason,
the Hawks have a lot of guys that can hit threes, though. That's the issue. Pretty much everybody except Capella. Right?
All right. Well, I think the Bulls beat the Hawks. I think they lose the next game. And I've heard there are rumors that DeMar DeRozan's daughter, the one who screams to prevent opposing free throws from going in, may be in attendance to work her magic again.
What, like some juju?
I don't know what it is. She screamed. Remember? Don't you remember? It worked last year.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, that was just an odd. Trae Young doesn't miss free throws.
Yeah, and I would like the Bulls to not have to rely on that, frankly.
And I would like to not hear a child screaming on my television. Be nice, right?
To not have the child screaming?
Yeah.
What if it could guarantee they miss their free throws?
What if it could? Okay, how far does it get the Bulls in the playoffs?
Nowhere.
Exactly. So I'd rather my eardrums not be destroyed.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've had it with you.
Yeah, good.
We're doing the showdown.
Okay, fine.
All right, you want me to go first?
Fine.
So, my question for the showdown. This has been the college showdown. This has been the trivia showdown. I have an all-time NBA great in a stat. And I'm not going to tell you what the stat is. Hold on. There are 23 players who have won. There are 3 players who have 3. The 3 players who have 3 of this stat.
Mm-hmm.
Two players with 3. The 2 players are Corey Brewer and Marcus Smart.
I have to guess the stat.
There is one player, the GOAT of this stat, all time, who has 4. And yeah. I will tell you who it is.
Okay.
It's Lance Stephenson. Lance Stephenson has 4. Corey Brewer and Marcus Smart have 3, and then there are 23 players with 1. Those 23 include Steph Curry, James Harden, Chris Bosh, D. Wade. What is the stat?
Oh, my Lord.
I would say
this is so weird.
It is weird. But what is Lance Stevenson?
Is it an offensive stat?
No.
Is it defensive?
Kind of.
Is it like blowing in LeBron's ear or something?
No, it is.
Like, did like defensive antagonistic stuff?
You're warm.
Technical foul?
No, it's very specific. It's something that you
clear path.
No,
am I there?
You're getting there.
Is it a type of foul?
It's a type of fine. He's been fined 4 times.
Nut grabs?
No.
The swearing post game.
No, it's a specific violation that Lance Stevenson has been fined for 4 times.
Celebrations?
Nope. It does involve over exuberance.
Throwing something into the crowd.
No.
Damn it, because I remember Steph Curry once threw his mouth guard.
No, it is not throwing something in the crowd. It is a fine for being too expressive while playing defense.
Is it N-words dropped?
No. Mike Bibby B.
No, there would be a lot of
Mike Bibby B. Blank. Famous line.
Tripping.
Flopping. Fines for flopping. Ugh. The all-time great Lance Stevenson 4.
That's so lame.
Fines for flopping. There is my showdown question.
That was a horrible question.
Thank you. Your turn.
Ugh. You.
What would I do now? What are you doing?
No, just... Ugh.
What? I thought that was fun. Right.
Ugh.
Quit moaning and give me a trivia question.
This season, there have been 3 Bulls with 2020 games, obviously. Vooch, Drummond, Sanogo.
Okay.
There are 9 more guys in Bulls history with a 2020 game.
Oh, my God. 9 Bulls.
The 2020 games with rebounds. And remember, there could have been other ones. However,
this is just points and rebounds.
However, it's from the start of 1982-1983 season, okay. because of some stat threshold recording. So can you name it's 9, I believe. Let me recheck. 9 players to have a 2020 game.
Outside of Vooch, Drummond, and Sanogo.
Correct. One of them has 3, one of them has 2, and the rest have 1.
I will say Charles Oakley.
Has 3.
Okay. Because he got a lot of damn rebounds. Did Horace Grant ever do it?
Once.
Did Pippen?
No.
He didn't. Did Noah?
Twice.
All right. So I've got 3, and there are 6 more since 82, 83. I'm trying to think how many weird ones, like how many total one-offs there might be. Like, did Taj Gibson get one?
No.
Somebody like that who just had a crazy night. I know, like, Omar Asik never had a 20. Like, but it could be at the end of a season where weird stuff is happening. And you end up with weird dudes doing weird things, and all of a sudden Mike Sweetney is on the list.
I can give you the years.
All right.
So one of them was in the 2014-2015 season.
Okay.
One of them was in 2009-2010 season.
Okay.
One of them was LeBron's rookie year, the 2003-04 season.
Okay.
One of them was the 2000-2001 season.
Oh, God.
You already got...
I got Oakley, I got Horace Grant, and I got Joakim Noah.
All right, so you got the 92.
Did Deng get one?
Yes. That was the 2010 one. Okay. And then it was 83-84 and 82-83.
Oh, jeez. 83-84 and 82-83. And those are in the 83-84 is not pre-Oakley. Ooh, the 20 rebound season and back then. David Greenwood?
Yep, Dave Greenwood in 84.
There you go. So it's 1. So there's 4 more.
Mm-hmm.
David Greenwood. So that was 83-84. So in 82-83, because Gilmore still there?
No.
He wasn't. He was gone at that point. I know Borwinkle got a bunch, but that would be before. I mean, I know he got a bunch, but he wouldn't count in this. I don't know. Give me the initials of 82, 83.
DC.
Corzine?
Yeah.
He did?
30-22. He had a 30-22 game.
Did he really? Yeah. My guy. Dave Corzine. Wow. Okay.
35 minutes, as well as four blocks.
All right. Give me the initials of the others. I'll see if I can get from initials.
All right. 2014, 2015. PG.
PG. PG.
Good player.
We'll revisit that one.
Okay. The 03-04 season was MF.
03-04. MF. MF. Don't know. Oh,
2000-2001 season. EB. That you should get easily. EB.
EB in 01.
Yeah.
It's not, I was thinking. So Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry, no. EB. Ed?
Number one overall pick. He was a number one overall pick.
He was a number one overall pick.
I believe rookie of the year.
EB.
Elton Brand.
Oh, yeah. Co-rookie of the year.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I should have
gotten that one. All right. Elton Brand. PG and MF.
PG is easier. PG, you'll be a little bit upset. Not too mad, though. It's not like missing DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Pau Gasol.
Oh.
He was good on the Bulls.
20 rebounds?
He was great on the Bulls.
Pau Gasol and MF is?
Marcus Fizer.
I know. What? He had a 20-rebound game?
Yep.
No.
Marcus Fizer, 30 points, 20 rebounds.
All right.
Played 47 minutes.
Good question.
One assist.
I still can't believe Corzine did that. That's unbelievable. Awesome. I had David Greenwood and not Elton Brand. Wow. All right. Well, okay. Here we go. The next time we talk, the Bulls will either be done and put out of their misery, and we'll all be put out of our misery as we remain in our misery, or the Bulls will be on the collision course with destiny. And
against
one of
Philly or Miami or...
And then Boston. And then they take out Boston on their way to
it could be the main Red Claws or the main Celtics, and they'd still lose.
They wouldn't lose to the main Celtics. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Well, that's going to do it. We will talk again when things are less bleak, we hope.